We'd like to cover just kind of site control 101 and the importance of site control, some risk mitigation matters that you can do to secure site control. And then we thought we'd, with this Texas-dominated attorney group, we would probably touch on some variances in practice between Texas and other states, in case you do practice in other states on wind or solar projects, and then including pricing without disclosing any secrets, I guess, of Matt and Scott and other national title reps who are here today. And then also some endorsements that are available in other states that you would want to ask for if you were doing a project in another state, and perhaps petition your Department of Insurance to approve in Texas. And then also, finally, to talk about some of the variances between wind and solar in the title and survey requirements. So, you know, once again, fundamentals 101, backbone of a wind and solar project is site control. You've got wind studies, you've got access, transmission, other items, entitlements that are necessary for a project, but basically getting site control is key to the project. As Lisa, Rod, and others have talked about, basic site control instruments for wind, oftentimes a wind lease, sometimes a wind easement. Also, solar lease more often, transmission line easement. People have talked about access easements. In the wind world, oftentimes obstruction or good neighbor easement agreements for wind resources that might block wind resources. In the solar world, that might block some of the solar resources.